The Notebook.
Notebook.
This audiobook is brought to you by
I Like Cap Sandwich
Production Studios.
This isn't a murder. It was suicide.
Alright then, take away the body.
Boss, look at this.
Wait, what is it?
Notebook.
Well, read it. There can be clues inside.
Okay.
July 23rd, 2007.
I joked around with Lucas, as we did almost every day. We were the best friends. After school, we grabbed our backpacks and headed down our usual path. Lucas, want to race to my house, I asked. Sure, but let's take the shortcut through the forest, Lucas exclaimed. We ran down the path with the humid wind in our hair. The dirt and twigs crunched under our feet. Without knowing, we raced right past the sign reading, Danger, stay out, underground gas leak. We were neck and neck. It was so much fun. Then Lucas charged in front of me. All of a sudden, Lucas cried out. I sprinted toward the cry with all my might. I came into a clearing where Lucas lay on the ground motionless, and I whipped out my phone and dialed 911.
July 24th, 2007.
It has been a day since Lucas was rushed to the hospital. Apparently, the doctor said he was fine but wanted to keep him for one more night for observation. I went over to visit him the next day. I asked Lucas for the front desk, but the nurse said Lucas Smith has just been moved to the mental health clinic. But why? I questioned. He's gone into paranoia, saying how the shadows are going to get him, the nurse explained to me. And by the room, he was in room 146B. When I got to the room, it was bare. The only thing in the room was a bed and a large glass pane. On the sides of the bed, brown, thick leather straps held my best friend in place, or at least had. There I saw Lucas sitting in a corner having a seizure and saying to himself, The shadows, they're here, all around me. Go away! Go away! The nurses rush in to restrain him, but it's too late. The next thing I know, Lucas has punched a hole in the glass window, picked up a piece of broken glass, and did something unimaginable. Lucas drove the sharp piece of glass into his eye. I guess he just couldn't take the shadows anymore.
August 2nd, 2007.
It's been over a week since I last wrote here. A lot has happened. Now I understand what Lucas was experiencing. Everywhere I look, a dark figure is hiding in the corner like it has been waiting for me. I feel like it is after me, stalking me, haunting me. I cannot control the fear building up inside me. I fear I become the way Lucas was. When my back is turned, they are watching. When I'm asleep, they're stalking.